Welcome to another in our series of Shiurim on Maseches Tamid. Just a very quick run through the Masechta aimed at helping people make a Siyum in isolation on Erev Pesach. We're on the top of Lamed Aleph, 31a, in a Mishnah. It's actually a concatenation of Mishnayos for the entire Perek, which will be followed by some Gemara. The part that we're up to is the skinning of the Karban Tamid, the daily offering, as well as its separation into various components, not exactly for the faint of heart. So we're at the very top of the page. L'haya shover boas haregel, ela nogvo misochar kuvo v'tola bo. Or nogvo mitachas, instead of mitoch, or kuvo, according to the addition in the Shita Mikubetzes. What they did was, they suspended the animal, and this is something that we had noted already in the previous year. They suspended the animal once it had already been shechted from hooks in order to help when they broke down the karban. So they didn't break the leg of the animal when they started doing the skinning, but rather they would suspend it by puncturing the bone of the leg at or under the knee, and they would suspend it from there. So Hayamashut V'yoreda Shemagila Chazeh, and that's the starting point for skinning the animal, and they would go all the way to the chest. Higiela Chazeh, when they get to the chest, Chatach Es Harosh V'nosna L'misha Zachabo. They would cut off the head of the animal, meaning that part was not skinned, and they gave that to the person who was going to bring it up to the Mizbeach. Chatach Es HaKara'ayim, they then cut off the Kra'ayim. The Kra'ayim are the lower part of the leg of the animal, not the part that's on the hook. So the animal remains suspended from those hooks. But chatach es hakra'ayim unesan lemi shezachah bahem, and gave them to those who were supposed to bring those to the mizbeach. Merek es hahefshet, and then he concluded the rest of the skinning. Kara es halev v'hotzi es damo. Literally, it sounds like he tore the heart and drew the blood out of it. There is some discussion about how exactly that worked, given that the heart is still inside the animal. So if you look in the Kahati on this Mishnah, he brings you a few different explanations. One suggestion is that this actually is from later on, that it isn't at this point within the process. A second suggestion that he offers from the Tiferes Yisrael is that the Kohen actually reached in and got the heart out, and then another approach is that he cut open the animal opposite the heart. Okay. Chatach es hayadayim unesan lemi shezachah bahen. He cut off the four legs and gave them to the people who are going to bring them up to the mizbeach. Ala l'regel hayamanis, he then goes to the right rear leg. Chatchav unesan lemi shezachah bah, cut that off and gave it to the one who was supposed to bring that. Ubeiz beitzim imah, the two testicles go with it. Kara'u v'nimtza kula galui lefanav. At that point, he tears open the animal, he cuts open the animal, and everything is open and exposed, and that is where, according to the Rush, the line about getting to the heart belongs. Natalas hapeder, took the fat, unesan and put it on the head, on the part where the shechita was done, on the neck, really, the part where the shechita was done, concealing the place of the cut from the shechita. He then took the kravayim, the innards, and gave them to the Kohen who's responsible for them to wash them off. They would also wash the keres. Keres technically means the stomach. That's how we usually use the term. So they would wash that off as well. Worth noting, though, that when we say stomach with an animal, that's pretty vague. There are multiple stomachs. Those who have learned chulin will recognize that. So here it actually means the keres, the keva, the beis hakosos, the hemses, all four of the stomachs are included here. Umadichan osa kol tzarcha, and you wash it fully, as much as necessary. Vakravayim, and the innards, madichan osa shalosh pa'amim, you would wash those three times. Bimmi'utan al shulchan al shashaya shebein ha'amudin. There are a couple of different approaches to this line when it says bimmi'utan. Bimmi'utan on marble tables that they had between those posts that were on the north side of the Mizbeach. So one approach, bimmi'utan, is to say that it means on a small table that was there beside the Mizbeach. That's one approach. However, there are a couple of other approaches. One is that Miutan actually should be read as Ma'atan. A Ma'atan is the term that we use for some kind of a kli, or some kind of a receptacle, and you're using that in order to wash them. Another approach is Miutan means Shalosh Pamim, but Miutan at least three times they would wash this off. Okay. Natalas Hasakin took the knife after doing the washing, Vehifrish es harayim and hakaved, and separated the lungs from the liver. The etzba kaved min hakaved, and separated something called the etzba hakaved from the kaved. So what exactly is the etzba hakaved? There is some discussion and some debate about that. We have certain terms that we use in the Torah as well as in the Gemara regarding something that seems to be an adjunct to the liver. And it's not clear exactly what it is. If you think of the term Yoseres HaKaved, Etzba HaKaved, there are a couple of other terms that are used as well. As I understand it, this could refer to the diaphragm. It could also refer to a part of the liver, which is actually, in an animal, looks like it's separate from the liver. The term I've seen used is the caudate lobe. But it's actually part of the liver. In any case, here it's going to be separated from the liver proper. However, he left it in place. He then literally punctured the chest and gave it to whoever he was supposed to give it to. The parish, the commentary on the side, suggests either that this refers to a type of cutting that's not normal cutting, and he uses instead the term puncturing, or he suggests, and he seems to like this idea more, that it's because when you take out the chest, there's a hole left behind. So you're puncturing, not really puncturing the chest, but you're puncturing the animal in order to get out the chest. Ala ledofen hayamanis. You then go to the right side of the animal. Hayachotech v'yoreid ad ha-shedra. Cut all the way down to the shedra, to the spine. Veloya nogeya b'shedra. He didn't actually hit the shedra. He didn't hit the spine. Ad shemagia lebein beitzlaus dakos. Until he reached between the two thin ribs. In the edition of Mishnah, seen in the Mishnah, it actually says rakos, the two soft ribs. And what it means here is the two ribs that are smaller, that are at the end. The ribs, if you can picture the way the rib cage works, the ribs at either end are smaller than the other ribs, and you're going to leave them. So that's really the main point: is that you're not taking the last two ribs on either end as part of this as part of the right side. Chatcha unesan alamisha zachaba, cut it and gave it to whoever was supposed to get it. Vakabeit liyaban, the liver went along with the right side. Chatcha unesan alamisha zachaba, vakabeit liyaban. Fine. Bala legera, you went to the neck. Hiniach bashteit slaus mikan ubeit slaus mikan. Again, leaving with the neck the two ribs from the right side and two ribs from the left side. Chatcha unesan alamisha zachaba, cut that off and gave it to whoever was supposed to get it. Hakana vaha. And that came with the trachea, the heart, and the lungs. He then came to the left side. And again, dakos or rakos, milamalan. And again, you would leave from the left. You would also leave the two from that went with the neck and the two ribs that were at the other end as well. So you're not taking those along with the left side. So too he left on the other side, on the right side, as we already discussed. And in case it wasn't clear, we have now left two ribs that are on the left and right side by the head end, and two ribs on the left and right side from the back end. Cut it off with, then gave it to whoever was supposed to get it. And the spine went with the left side, as well as the spleen. The left side is bigger than the right one. You're taking the spine with it. However, they called the right one the big one because it had the liver along with it. Balala Oketz went to the back of the animal. Now Chotcha v'nasal misha zachaba, gave it to whoever was supposed to bring it. Ha'elya ve'etzba kaved ubeis kleyos imo, and that went along with the tail fat. It went along with this etzba ha'kaved that we talked about before, possibly the caudate lobe, possibly the diaphragm. Ubeis kleyos imo, and had the two kidneys with it as well. Notel is a regular smolis, then took the rear left leg, chatcho nisana lamisha zahaba, cut that away and gave it to whoever was supposed to take that, and nimtu kulan omdin bashur vayvarn biyadam, and now everybody is online. Everybody is online carrying the parts that they are supposed to, that they're supposed to carry. Okay. So we now continue on the top of Lamed Aleph from the base, and we describe all of them in line. Harishon Barosh Uragel, the one at the head, the one in the front, is holding the head of the animal as well as the right rear leg. Harosh Bimino, the head is in his right hand, V'chotmo Klapei Zro'o, and the nose of the animal is towards his arm, in other words, it's turned inward. Mekranov Beinetz Baosav, its horns are between his fingers. Beishchitaso Milamalon, the place that, where the cut is on the neck, is upward. Va'peder Nasun Aleho, and the fat is sitting on top of that, concealing the place of the shchita. Haregel Sheyamin Bismalo, the right rear leg is in his left hand. Ubeis Oron Lachutz, and the hide, or the place where the hide would be, because it's been skinned, but the place where the hide would be is facing outward. Okay, you didn't display the cut. Side note, of course, he's carrying something in his left hand here, right, which we don't normally see in Avodah. Avodah service is usually done with the right. However, the commentators note that since this is a type of service which is technically not necessary to the Avodah, theoretically you're standing next to the Mizbeach, you wouldn't even need it, therefore you could carry it in his left. Okay, we're now at the end of the fourth line on Lamed Aleph and Beis on 31b. Hasheni, the second Kohen, b'shtei yadayim, has the two forelegs. Shayamin b'imino, v'shal smol b'smolo, right leg in his right hand, left leg in his left hand. Ubeis aron lachutz, and again, the place where the hide would be is external. Hashlishi ba'oketz uberegel, and then the third one has the back and the left rear leg of the animal. Ha'oketz b'imino, the back of the animal is in his right. Ha'elia medudelas b'enetz ba'osav, the tail fat hanging from between his fingers. Ve'etzba ha'kaved u'shtei klayos imo, as well as, again, this adjunct to the liver, as well as the two kidneys. Haregel shall smol bismolo, and the left rear leg is in his left hand. Ubeis aron lachutz, and again, external is the place where the hide would be. Haravii bechaza ubegera, the fourth one has the chest and neck. Hachaza bimino, the chest is in his right. Vagera bismolo, the neck is in his left. Utzlaosav v'talosav bein shnei esbaosav, and the ribs are between his two fingers. Hachamishi b'shtei defanos, the fifth one has the two sides. Shal yamin bimino b'shal smol bismolo, right on the right side, left on the left side. Ubeis aron lachutz, and again, the place where the hide should be is external. Hashishi b'kravayim hanesunim b'bazach, the sixth one has the innards, and they're actually in a bowl. Ukra'ayim al gabayhen milamala, with the kra'ayim, the ends of the legs, the part that's by the, that will be by the hoof, is above them, on top of them. Hashvi'i besoles, the seventh one, the seventh kohen is holding the flour. Hashmini bechavitin, the eighth one is holding the special chavitin, the cakes that were brought for the kohen gadol. Hatshi'i b'yayin, and the ninth one is holding the wine. Holchu nesanu mechetzi kevesh ulamata b'maravo, they would put them on the ramp, on the west side of the ramp, from the midpoint and down, not towards the Mizbeach. Umalchum, and they would salt them. V'yardu bala and lishkas hagazis likros hishma, they then descended and went to the lishkas hagazis, where they would fulfill the mitzvah of reciting Shema.